everyone, and welcome to the Speak English podcast. As promised, I'll first read a small passage to you, and then I'll define 10 new expressions I used at the end of the episode. So let's get started with this lesson. My closest cousin eats like a pig, but is still as skinny as Beanpole. I'm happy for her, I really am. But what really frustrates me the most is that I look like a pig when I eat like a bird. My situation is getting worse. I feel like things are going downhill for me since I keep putting on a few pounds every month. It is unfair. If you ask me about the one thing I would die to know, it would be how some people get to enjoy any meal, whether healthy or not, and still be fit as a fiddle. I want to be like those people. One day, I want to feel that I can have both, a great body that looks good in anything, and enjoy food all day long and eat up everything and anything I want. If this wish comes true, I guess I would be the happiest person on earth. I'll spend my time ordering in and getting takeout on the weekdays, and shopping for all kinds of clothes on the weekends. Since I'm done reading the passage, let's define all the idioms and phrasal verbs I used previously. So let's get started with the idioms. Idiom number one, eat like a pig, is defined as eat a lot of food, often in a greedy or unpleasant manner. Idiom number two, eat like a bird, is defined as eat very little. Idiom number three, skinny like a beanpole, is defined as very skinny. Idiom number four, go downhill, is defined as become worse. And finally, idiom number five, fit as a fiddle, is defined as in good physical condition, very healthy and strong. Now finally, let's define all the phrasal verbs. Number one, put on, is defined as become fatter or heavier. Number two, order in, is defined as to order food from a restaurant and ask for it to be delivered to you. Number three, takeout, means food that is cooked in a restaurant and taken by a customer to be eaten in another place. And finally, number four, eat up, is defined as eat everything. I hope that you have enjoyed my lesson, and thank you so much for listening to me. If you have any questions, you can always hit me up on Anchor website. Catch you later.